important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Hello again, everyone. We are live today for another fantastic edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we are broadcasting from La Casa de Bergen, that's right, just north of the wonderful beaches of South Alabama. As you know, we will talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, and there is a ton of golf to talk about today. I'm telling you, today's show is going to be a very fast-paced show, so you better go ahead and buckle up. And I want to say and welcome all the folks in the Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn areas as we welcome you on a brand new sports station, Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Glad to have you on with us today. I am your host, Randy Bergen. My podsy, Danny Spivey. Well, he's got the day off. He's actually playing a little golf down at one of our favorite places in Gulf Shores, Kiva Dunes. So what do? I went to the bench. That's right. I went to the bench. For most teams, he's a starter, and that is exactly what he is today. From GulfSportsNet.com, please welcome Doug Holton. Doug, glad you are here, my man. We got a lot to get into today.
It's going to be fun, Randy. Lots of golf going on. I hope Danny is staying dry down at Kiva Dunes. It's a little shower on the way up here.
Well, you know, we're going to have a weather forecast for you coming up. And I'll just tell you right now, across all of the southeastern part of the United States, you're probably going to get touched with a little liquid sunshine today, just about everyone.
Yep, and the rough is going to grow a little higher by the end of the day.
Boy, it is tough up at Olympia Fields. We'll talk about that. As the chase for the FedEx Cup is in full swing, and after today, they narrow it down to the top 30. Who are they? Who might move on to East Lake? Well, we're going to talk about that. Also, where's Tiger? Is he going to make it to Atlanta? Not looking too good for him. He's got to have a big day today, and I still don't know if he can do that for sure. But how about old lefty, Phil Mickelson? He knew that he wasn't going to Atlanta, so what did he do? He played with the older guys earlier in the week. How'd he do? Well, if you didn't hear, we'll tell you. If you didn't hear, we'll tell you. It's not surprising, though, is it?
Not at all. Great first round for Phil Mickelson on the Champions Tour.
Really was. The LPGA, they finished their first major of the year last week. The player that had no status on the LPGA, well, now she does. We'll talk about Sophia Popoff and her new status on the LPGA. Some of the folks not real happy about it. Some of the folks really not happy about this status. How about Roy McIlroy? Roy McIlroy. Well, guess what? He could be hearing this pretty soon. He could be a daddy in just a matter of a
that'll disrupt days. Your golf game a little bit.
You know what? Reality comes. And it's fun. It's fun to watch these guys that become dads.
Right.
What happens to their golf game? You know, well, it's not just all about golf anymore.
They wake up early, but it's not to hit golf balls anymore.
So. That's right. Oh, and by the way, hey, if you go out and play, do me a favor. Mark your golf ball, all right, before you pick it up on the green. Or if you don't, suffer a one-stroke penalty. How do we know that? Why don't you ask John Rahm? That happened to him yesterday.
Yeah, you got to have those coins ready, especially if you're on tour.
We have got a lot to get into, I'm telling you. The phone lines are going to be open today for questions, comments, and winnings at 251-343-0106. Or you can text us at that same number, 251-343-0106. Hey, if you've got a smartphone, a smart computer, a smart TV, a computer, iPad, whatever, you can go and you can watch us. All you need to do is go to Facebook, search Southern Fairways, or you can search the GCGA Tour, or you can go to YouTube and go to Randy Bergen Live, and you can watch what we are doing. You may just want to keep it on the radio.
Yeah, we don't want to scare anybody. That's just waking exactly up right on Saturday.
That's
Sunday.
It's Sunday. It is Sunday. Yeah. Now, you can take us anywhere on the radio by just simply going to TuneIn Radio. There again, search FM Talk 106.5 or Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, a part of Radio Alabama. Now, today, let's see if this will work for us. There you go. on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk with a very good friend of ours, Matt Brandt, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We'll talk a little golf with him and talk about what is happening over at Boudreaux's. I'm telling you, the food over there is fantastic. If you've not been there, he'll get you caught up on all that. The bottom of the hour, we go down to Foley. We talk with David Musial, the general manager at Glenlace Golf Club. It is golf for dummies. You will not want to miss today's. He's got some really, really neat stuff for you. In our second hour, we're going to talk with Brad Nazarini. You ask who Brad Nazarini is, right? Did you ask me that?
I think I did earlier.
I thought I heard that, yes. He is the inventor of a new product called Dry Glove, and he'll tell us all about that in the next hour. Also, at 12:30, we'll have Michael Gish on. Michael is the inventor of the Total Golf Trainer. He's been on with us before. We'll go back over. There's actually three parts of this golf trainer, and I'm going to tell you, it's pretty neat. It is pretty neat. But Michael will be on to tell us all about that coming up in just at the bottom of the second hour.
I need all three parts after last outing.
I wasn't going to bring that up. I was not going to bring that up. You did that on your own there. So, but we had a fun time going out to play. Let's see if we can get going here with this. Get your leaderboard.
It's time for your leaderboard update. Brought to you by Bristol Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the Corn Ferry Tour wraps up today from Newburgh, Indiana for the Corn Ferry Tour Championship presented by United Leasing and Finance. Looking for his first tour victory, former Georgia Bulldog from Golf Haven, Augusta, Georgia, Grayson Sigg at 16 under has a one-shot lead over American Dan McCarthy, who sits at 15 under. The LPGA Tour, well, they are in Arkansas for the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship presented by P&G. Right now, you see the Swedish young lady, Anna Norquist. I've met her a couple of times down in Orlando for the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. She currently is at 16 under and has a three-stroke lead over South Korean Se-Young Kim, who sits at 13 under.
Randy, on the European Tour this week, the ISPS Handa Championship across the pond, and they are in a playoff at last check with Rasmus Højgaard and Justin Walters at 14 under par, and Martin Keimer had a chance to join the playoff on the last hole, missed a birdie putt there. He finishes one shot back with Hebert. So we're waiting for the finale across the pond.
Absolutely. Should be pretty good. The old guys finished up earlier this week in Missouri for the Charles Schwab Series at Ozarks National. Boy, I tell you, that is a beautiful, beautiful place. In his first appearance on the PGA Tour Champions, lefty Phil Mickelson shoots a 10-under 61 and goes on to shoot a 22-under for the tournament, winning by four strokes over the fairway hitting Tim Petrovic, who shot 18 under. Congratulations to Phil Mickelson. All right, I can promise you, too, he's going to do real well on that tour. I don't think there's going to be a question about that. The chase for the FedEx Cup continues today from Olympia Fields, Illinois. It is the BMW Championship. Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama, they lead by two as they are the only golfers in red numbers. They sit at one under. The top 30 move to Atlanta for the Tour Championship at Eastlake. Roy McIlroy is the defending champion. We'll go over the list of who'll make it and who won't make it coming up in just a little bit. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Speaking of which, the GCGA Tour back in action again on September the 13th will be at Shell Landing. That is in Goshen, Mississippi. I'm telling you, you got to check it out. You can go online right now, GCGATour.com. GCGATour.com. It's your tour, and it is a ton of fun. All right, we are going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to be going over to Boudreaux's Cajun Grill to talk with one of our very good friends, Matt Brandt, who actually, whether he likes it or not, Doug, seems to always be riding with me in the GCGA Tour events.
Is it? I'm sorry for him. Not I really. I was just kidding.
No,
really.
I am too.
He probably brings
some
very good food for the cart, right?
He does. He brings a lot of good things. He certainly does. All right, hey, buckle up. It's the fastest 2 hours in radio. I guarantee it. When we come back, Matt Brandt is on with us. This is Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, along with Doug Holton, who is sitting in for the vacationing. We're going to say vacationing. I like that. Doesn't that sound pretty good?
I think
Danny,
so.
Danny Spivey?
When you're on the golf course, you're vacationing.
That's exactly right. Well, Danny is playing in a tournament, so we wish him very much success. And maybe we'll hear from him at some point throughout the show. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to head right over to a place that is one of my favorite places to eat. And that's Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We'll bring in the proprietor. Happens to be a riding buddy of mine when we play on the GCGA Tour. Good friend, Matt Brandt, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. How you doing, Matt?
Outstanding, guys. Good morning, Doug and Randy. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. I mean, I know it's going to be a little rainy out there today, off and on showers. But for those guys out playing golf today, maybe we might have an opportunity a little bit later on, Doug, to go and play a little golf as well. Maybe we can invite one Matt Brandt. Matt, would you be able to do that?
Well, I just might. I just might. I hope the business and the rain keep me from being able to. But, you know, sometimes it's good for us restaurateurs to get away from the restaurant every now and again. So, shoot me a text. We'll see what we can do this afternoon.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right, well, let's talk real quick. What is happening at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're still working through all of those COVID restrictions, those things that are required by the state. But I tell you what, the locals are coming out. We're having a really good turnout on our Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday brunch. We're kicking Sunday brunch here right now. But our goal, Randy, we still want to get back to 7 days a week operation for lunch, dinner, and the biggest roadblock for us right now is getting people here to work in our kitchen, and that's a big challenge. So I guess my call out to all of our fans and friends out there, if you know anybody that has any cooking experience at all, send them our way. Come look to our website at foodgrowscajungrill.com. Fill an application out. We'll give them a call. We'll set an interview. And you got pretty good chances right now. So if you're looking for some work, we've got it for you. And that will help us take care of you and everybody else on that lunchtime shift and 7 days a week. That'd be great to get back to.
Well, there you go. He just asked. Anyone that can cook? Doug, there you go.
I can cook, but it would be breakfast probably. Easy stuff. And you don't want to pay for it.
No, that would have to be a freebie for sure. I know that's one of the things you're having to deal with.
Clear. Everyone that doesn't work out there in the restaurant world, we will train. We will train. Yeah. Doug, Randy, come on out. I mean, I can get you on that grill. I know we can make this work.
I was just thinking, Randy, what we need out there on the deck is a little turf and have a little driving contest. See if we can hit a gator.
You know, that's funny because, Matt, what have we talked about before?
We've talked about that, especially on the days that we're able to have Randy and the crew out here doing some live remotes, just to pull out the old wedge and some old balls and throw it out there and see what we can do.
Yeah, plenty of targets out there.
That's right, there are. There really are. But yeah, you know, one more thing, Randy. That's kind of cool. I want to make sure I highlight this for all of our fans. I want to thank them all for coming out and voting for us. We did for the second year in a row. We earned the Best Eastern Shore Restaurant Award through the Nappies, so we got the Nappy Award. And I have something brand new I just added to our Facebook page. I just got done completing a little commercial, letting people know how we are doing through this COVID-19 pandemic. It gives them a view of the table separation. It gives them a view of our deck and the tables that are separated by 6 feet out there. It also gives you a nice view of some of our staff that are ready to serve. They're wearing masks, wearing gloves, and we're doing all the things to make you feel safe and comfortable. And on top of all that, we've got some great pictures of some of our favorite entrees on the commercial as well. So hit up our Facebook page. Just search Cajun Grill Daphne online, and you can take a look and see that beautiful video I put together. I think it worked out good, but I'm my worst, my own best or worst critic. All depends on how that goes. So take a look at it. If you like it, share it to your friends. And it gives you a little sense of an understanding of what you get when you come out here, and it shows you that we're staying on top of all of those safety restrictions to help make you feel comfortable about where you're having dinner and comfortable bringing your family and friends out.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is certainly one of my favorite places to eat. And on that back deck, there's not a prettier view of the Mobile Delta. Here's what you need to do. Why don't you set up a reservation at 251-621-1991. Now, all of you folks in Birmingham and Montgomery, Auburn, all those areas up there that y'all are going to be coming down to South Alabama, you got to make this a place that you stop. It's Bujor's Cajun Grill. They're right off I-10 on Highway 98. Driver Wedge. And I'll tell you, you will absolutely, absolutely enjoy it. Again, 251-621-1991. Go on Facebook and check out Bujor's Cajun Grill for sure. As always, Matt, I know that you're extremely busy right now. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. I look forward to seeing you for sure on September the 13th as the GCGA Tour cranks back up over at Shell Landing, one of our favorite places to go play. And I got to tell you, I think it looks like your foursome will consist of yours truly, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and a guy we call Dirt, Adam Weldon.
All right. I can't wait, man. That's going to be fun. I know Shell Landing, I've not played there before, but as much as you've talked about it, I can't wait to get out there. It'll be a nice little break for me, and we're going to have some fun. I can't wait.
Well, we appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you. Folks, I'm telling you, go check out Bujor's. Tell Matt we sent you, all right? Maybe he'll have a surprise for you, something. I don't know. He'll figure it out. Matt, thank you, brother. I appreciate you being on with us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, there you go. Matt Brandt with Bujor's Cajun Grill. Great sponsor of the show. Great guy. And I'm telling you, we went over for Boom's birthday. We went over there and ate and had the salmon. Oh, my goodness. It was unbelievably good.
Yeah, and healthy for you, too.
Which is not something I do.
Normally. But I was going to say, for people like Shell Landing, people coming from Mississippi, driving on the weekend, you know, back and forth on I-10, perfect place to stop for lunch. And we're almost there at lunchtime right now. So remember, great food there right by the interstate.
Absolutely. You know, Doug, I want to change real quick and talk, obviously, get back into some golf here. And we talk about the BMW Championship where Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama, those guys sit at one under. Mackenzie Hughes, the young man from Canada, along with Joaquin Neiman, they're at one over. Adam Scott also at plus one, the 2013 Masters champion. You were there last year. You went to East Lake. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. For my first visit to East Lake, my daughter and I went over there to take in the golf, and she wanted to catch some of her favorite stars, and it was a lot of fun. We sat on the ninth green most of the time in the little pavilion there and watched all the guys come through and followed a couple of guys for a little loop, but really a beautiful place over there, beautiful clubhouse and golf course, and really a nice site for the final championship. It's a lot hillier over there than you would think on television. When you walk up the hill, I'm trying to think what hole that is, but anyway, up and down on the front nine there, it's a hilly golf course, and really challenging for all the players. It's going to be a great week next week. What a roll Dustin Johnson is on right now.
I'm telling you, he is, and you know what? He's hitting fairways, and I think one of the big things is his putter's been pretty good. He's gotten his brother AJ involved in reading the greens for him and everything, and I think that has paid big dividends.
Yeah.
For Dustin Johnson,
and
for sure.
And they're saying he's hitting that cut off the tee, and controlling it, getting it in the short grass. And gosh, if Dustin Johnson can do that, Randy, you know what that means? Lots and lots of birdies.
There's no doubt that he's one of the long hitters. And, you know, just watching him play, there was a time I kind of went through a little spell with him. I really wasn't that big a fan.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just kind of watching him just continue to grind and how cool he is on the golf course is something most of us should try to emulate.
Yeah.
Because he is cool as a cucumber out there no matter what happens. And, look, again, it's paying off pretty big for him right now as he rolls back into official world golf rankings number one.
Yeah, when he made that eagle on the last hole last week, I forgot what he hit into the green, but a mid iron maybe or a short iron into the last hole. I think it was on Saturday, and he made the eagle putt and it just looked up and waved at the crowd like nothing happened.
He's not really
emotional.
Of course,
there was no crowd there.
Yeah, but there you go. There you go. Let's go ahead and give you the official World Golf Rankings presented by Rolex. There you go. Dustin Johnson moved from number four to number one with that win last week at the Northern Trust. John Rahm dropped to number two. Justin Thomas is number three. Rory McIlroy is number four. Colin Morikawa now, and I like this kid right here. He's in fifth place. Webb Simpson is sixth. Number seven is Brooks Koepka. Eighth place is Bryson DeChambeau. Captain America, Patrick Reed, is in ninth place. And Xander Schauffele, this is a cat, too, you better watch out for. He's going to be moving up those. He plays extremely well, and I like the way he plays. But Xander Schauffele rounds out the top 10 of your official World Golf Rankings presented by Rolex.
And about 10 guys, Randy, as I'm trying to remember back to last year, 10 or 12 guys at the top of the list there are the ones that really have a shot to win the big money next week in Atlanta.
Yeah, and we're going to go through that list for you because some of these guys are falling in and out. And every putt right now, it's fun to watch because it shows, okay, well, he made that birdie that moved him up to pick a number five, or he made a bogey that dropped him down to number 35. So, you know, he's right on the bubble. We'll tell you who is on the bubble for sure. But it's – and you and I were talking about this. You like the way they do this at East Lake.
No, actually, I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it. Oh, okay.
I mean, I forgot how many strokes you get for being one, two,
well,
three.
Well, first place gets you're at minus 10.
Yeah.
Second place is minus 8. Third place, minus 7. Fourth is minus 6. Fifth, you're at minus 5. And then 6th through 10th will be minus 4.
Yeah.
11th through 15th, minus 3. 16th through 20th is minus 2. 21st through 25th is minus 1. And 26th through 30th is even.
I like them having an advantage. But the part I don't like is the guys at the bottom of the field really have no chance. So
tough.
Somehow you got to equalize that out and give them a chance somehow.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll visit with David Musial of Glen Lakes Golf Club. It's Golf for Dummies right after this. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen. Sitting in for my podgy Danny Spivey is GolfSportsNet's Doug Holton. And I left out the .com there, didn't I?
You did, but that's people can figure that out.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to go to David Musial here in just a second. But real quick, take just a second and talk to folks about GolfSportsNet.com.
We just cover the sports that concerns of people on the Gulf Coast, Randy. We try to keep it up to date for you, and college football is not far around the corner. Teams are practicing now, so we're going to get into it pretty soon and have some neat interviews and different feature stories. So keep in touch with us, and we'll try to keep you up to date on college football this fall. GulfSportsNet.com.
There's no doubt that it is a very good site, and happy to see football. Of course, locally, Spanish Fort and St. Paul's is on
ESPN.
The mother station, on Friday night. So getting some notoriety around here. And I tell you, a guy that always has notoriety, it doesn't matter where you go. Everyone knows this fellow right here. It is our very good friend. He is the general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, David Musial. David, how you doing, pal?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Doug are doing well today. Got a few golfers on the course today. Got a little scattered showers, but things are going well. Hope you guys are doing well.
Well, we are, and you mentioned that. We'll have a weather forecast. Quite frankly, the weather forecast is going to be you could get wet today. In the southeast, you may have the possibility of getting wet, certainly down in the Gulf Shores Foley area. There was rain that came through Mobile, Baldwin County. They had rain, and, of course, in the Montgomery, Auburn area, there was rain up there as well. So it is all over us, but hopefully you got to have it. Don't you have to have it, Dave, to make the greens and the rough and the fairways look plush?
Well, you gotta have that rain to grow the grass, and it's just right now. In August is just really a tough month. You get so many of these showers, and really we're very fortunate here in South Alabama that we didn't get hit with the hurricanes. You know, we've just been left with these two that came through, a lot of rain with it. But you know, I think we're gonna bounce back from it. Looks like the next couple of days things are gonna pass, and we're gonna be able to get out with some sunshine and have some good conditions for golf. So we've had a tough stretch, but we've got good things coming ahead at the club. We've got our Folds of Honor weekend next weekend, where we have our fundraiser for the military, families of wounded military. We've got, you know, our junior league will start the following week. So we've got a lot of good things going on at the club, and I think things are looking up for golf.
Absolutely, no question about it. And folks, I would tell you, I would encourage you, if you've not played Glen Lakes lately, you need to set up a tee time. 251-955-1220 is how you can do that. You will do yourself a favor. You'll enjoy it. I can guarantee you playing Vista and Dunes, a lot of fun, no doubt about it. And David, with that comes this right here. Let's see if we've got it ready for you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Golf for Dummies with David Musial. David, it's all yours.
All right, Randy, appreciate it. It's on our Golf for Dummies section that Bama Tim last week asked us to talk a little bit about the different clubs, and he asked, how far should a 7-iron go? And he said, what are the difference between these clubs? So we want to talk a little bit about that today, that as far as our irons go, that we're roughly in 10-yard increments from club to club. And a golfer that swings in the 85 to 95 mile an hour swing speed range, it's going to hit a 7-iron around 150 yards. So as far as how far we want to go, we want to do the best that we can as far as with, you know, what our body allows us to do and also our age. So we want to get the most out of it. But roughly 150 yards for someone who is a better-than-average, faster-than-average club head speed. Why that these clubs that sometimes we go, I'll have some golfers that say they all go the same distance. Well, if we hit the top part of the ball, the middle of the ball, but they are going to go the same distance. We had a 7, 8, 9, and we don't make solid contact. So as we get to become a better ball striker, we can start to see the difference between the different clubs and start to see, you know, roughly a 10-yard increment. And some golfers, as we start to get seniors, some lady golfers, they may not see as much as 10 yards between the clubs. As far as what causes those clubs to go different yardages, that they're on 4-degree loft increments for the most part. This is going to cause for that club head speed to go about 10 yards difference between clubs. And also, too, as we go to the shorter clubs, each of our clubs are on a half-inch increment. A lot of people don't realize that. That's going to cause us to hit the ball with a longer shaft, the ball to go a little bit farther, and also with a stronger 4 degrees loft, that'll make the ball go farther as well. And what we encourage you to do is to find out how far that you can hit realistically you can hit your 9-iron. Go to your local driving range, try to find out, look at those markers, and we want you to develop a realistic chart for how far that you hit your 9-iron. And once you establish that, then you can start to gauge from club to club. So if we hit that 9-iron 130 yards, we know we're going to be able to hit that 8 somewhere around 140. And that also depends on our contact. Also, as far as what shaft that we should be using. You know, golfers look, you see graphite, steel, stiff, you know, senior, what should I be in? You know, a lighter shaft is going to be in that graphite range. If you want a heavier shaft, that's going to be in the steel, and that's more of your higher club head speed golfers. What does graphite do? Less shock. Again, lighter, easier to swing. You can develop some more speed with it, and that's why we tend to see a lot of our senior players that enjoy playing a graphite shaft so they can swing a little bit faster and a little bit easier. Also, he asked me, what is a 1-iron and a 2-iron? Well, this day and age, you want to take those out of your bag, maybe even the 3-iron, and use or the new hybrid clubs. The hybrid clubs has a lower center of gravity. You can get the ball in the air easier. And you see the tour players, very few of them are out there hitting 1-irons and 2-irons. You even see those players with hybrids. So it's an easier, you want to make the game as easy as you can, that those hybrid clubs will help you. At Glen Lakes, we can test you for your club head speed. We can test and see how fast you're swinging the club and help you determine if you need to be in a graphite or a steel, senior, regular, or what flex you need to be in. And that's real important because we look around, we're all different heights, different shapes, and flexibility. And please let us help you at Glen Lakes if we can get you in that right shaft and fit you for the right clubs for you.
Well, that was Golf for Dummies with David Musial. David, that was outstanding. And I know Bama Tim picked up a lot of information there. That was really some good stuff. And I would encourage you. Get with David. You're looking for a lesson? Give him a call at 251-955-1220. One of the very best around. He can certainly get you taken care of. I'll tell you, I got a lot out of that. How about you, Douglas?
I did. And one thing I was going to ask David, if we still have him on,
yep.
I had a chance to play at Grand National not too long ago, and the Bermuda rough is up pretty high. How do you choose that club, David, when your ball's sitting down a little bit and you've got normally a 8 or 9 iron, but you're coming out of the thick rough? You got to just club up one or two clubs? Is that all you can do there?
Well, you know, it depends on the situation and how bad that lie is. You know, we want to look at it. We don't want to take something that's got the loft where it's don't have enough loft on the club to get the ball up in the air. We got to make sure first that we get something where we can get it out of there. And even if we have to concede to be able to get the ball for it just to be short of the green, you know, make sure that we've got enough loft to get it up in the air. You know, in the longer ones, when you get further back, that the hybrid clubs, the ball is that you are able to get the ball out of there, you know, easier than you could with a long iron. But yeah, right now in the Bermuda rough and this time of year, that it does get tough, and make sure to use plenty of loft.
Yeah, and I guess you have to guard against catching that flyer too.
Well, it takes all the spin off of it. You know, you look at those tour players and how important it is for them to keep it in the fairway and even in the short cup, and they get in the long stuff where they can't spin it, and you see where it's harder for them to hit the greens. But you know, Dustin Johnson doesn't
maybe I should
have
work
a problem
on that
with it. he's playing great, and it seems like every week that we're talking about how well he's doing, and it'll be exciting to see how things finish up today.
Well, visiting with David Musial, general manager of Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. David, real quick, let's talk a little bit about East Lake. Of course, after today, the top 30 from the BMW Championship, they'll move on to Atlanta for the Tour Championship. And there's a couple of guys sitting on the bubble right now. You've got Adam Long, Kevin Streelman, Tony Finau. Billy Horschel right now is in that 30th position. Joaquin Niemann is at 31. Tyler Duncan, 32. And a guy I like, I mean, he just got a nasty swing, is Matthew Wolf. Right now he's at 34th. It looks like Tiger's completely out of it, along with Bubba Watson as well. But my question is, as they reshuffle this, and depending on where you come in at will determine whether you have strokes or not. Do you like that, or would you rather just everybody go out and whoever wins it, wins it? What's your thoughts?
Well, first of all, that I like the fact of the way this format is and getting to the top 30, because you have a real, like what you were talking about, you have a real race of those guys in that 30 to 40 range right there. So you're going to have some guys really fighting hard, you know, to be able to get in there next week. So it's not just, you know, obviously just who's winning the tournament and finishing up there at the top. You got a real battle right around in a little tournament within itself. I do like it. I know it's unorthodox. I know it's strange. But it does reward that player who comes in who has played the best up until this point. And I kind of think about it like the NBA playoffs. You got the number one seed. You've played hard all year long. You're right there at number one, and you get to play the eighth seed. So, you know, having that advantage coming in there, it's very, very strange. But I feel kind of like that player has earned it if they have played well to that point. But, again, unorthodox. You know, the guys that are down there at 30, they're going to have to play really strong to be able to win the thing. But there's a reason why they're at number 30. So should be a great finish today. Should be a lot of fun watching next week as well.
Yeah, I just think you start Dustin Johnson off at minus 10 already. That is going to be hard to catch him. I mean, Justin Thomas is going to be, what, minus 8?
I don't want to give Dustin 10 shots.
How do you make that up?
The thing I was thinking about is, I know it's not great for television, everybody always says, but when you get down to 30 players, how about a little match play? That would be really interesting to watch to me, like the Ryder Cup situation.
You could, and you could do it in a seating, just like you're talking about. You could do it in a seating where you've got the 1 versus 30, or however they do it, or, you know, you're in your spot to be able to play, you know, to play the weaker
that would
player
be interesting.
In the rankings. But, yeah, I think that would be great. Not a lot on the match play is, tough, I think, tougher on the made-for-TV viewing, but they could figure it out. I think it'd be fun.
What if you had a match play for one round, get it down to 15, and then have a shootout? I mean, something different would be fun.
It's funny. We started doing that with our junior league, where we started at the very end when we had a shootout, and we took 10 players out there the first hole, and you're talking about a lot of fun. So, yeah, you could think about getting that, get 4 tour players out there and have a shootout and see how it goes. But, yeah, I think that it's always something with this FedEx Cup that we're going to try to keep it exciting, to try to do things to keep it competitive and keep the interest of the viewer.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. I enjoy when they go to East Lake. And Doug, I know we talked about it a while ago. You were there last year. Of course, Roy McIlroy, the defending champion, who might be a dad here in just a matter of days. How's that going to play for him? Let's see. Where is he right now?
Will he be in the championship?
Well, that's going to be the question. Right now, as it sits, he's 12th. Okay, he came into this week 8th, but right now he's 12th. So it will be interesting how that plays on him starting on Thursday.
And the other thing with television is, how will the Tour Championship do without Tiger there? without him That's being right. there, without the television aspect of it, as far as viewers that like to watch Tiger. Obviously, when you tune into a golf tournament, the first thing you see on the telecast is, here's what Tiger Woods did. So that's not going to happen next week.
Yeah, he moves the needle, that's for sure. Yeah, I was kind of pulling for him to have a miraculous weekend, and he just didn't quite have it. And I do think that these guys that are playing regularly, like Dustin Johnson, these guys that are playing a lot of golf, a lot of tournaments, you see their names up there, and I think there's a part of that staying fresh and having that competitive edge.
It'll be fun, no question about it. And if you're also looking for fun, like I said, go see David over at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Set up that tee time, 251-955-1220. Tell them we sent you, all right? And by the way, your superintendent, William Dabney, does a great job. Hey, great golf for dummies right there, David. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking with you again real soon, my friend.
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Y'all have a great day.
All right, David Muse, don't get much better than him. All right, hey, we'll put the wraps on this first hour. I told you to buckle up. It goes by fast. Have that for you coming up in just a moment.
Hey. Hey. You missed your calling.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Boy, first hour has come and gone. Thanks to Matt Brandt for being on with us from Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, and, of course, David Musial from Glen Lakes for being on. Golf for Dummies, that was really, really good. And, Bama, Tim, that one was just for you today. I think he covered a lot of territory there. But it is important. If you're trying to improve your golf game, go see your local PGA teaching professional. Get them to put some eyes on you. It will make a big difference. You know, Doug, you and I go out and play. We play a little nine hole, not every afternoon, but we just go out and play nine holes, and we enjoy it. I enjoy it because, you know, I'll say, hey, Doug, you're doing this right here. Or you'll say, hey, you kind of cast that just a little bit. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think it makes us a little bit better.
Absolutely. And it's fun to play. So important to get the right equipment, and things are evolving so quickly now. If you have the right shaft in your golf club that can make you hit the ball a certain way and eliminate half of the golf course, such a big advantage out there in your PGA Pro, wherever you might go. David is great down at Glen Lakes. They can make a big difference in how much fun you have on the weekend. Or weekday, whenever you play.
There is absolutely no question about it. We're going to talk a little football coming up in just a few moments, but I do want to say hello to all of our brand-new listeners up in central Alabama, Birmingham, the Montgomery area, Auburn area, and everything in between, Sylacauga, Talladega. Hey, glad to have you on board with us. We are happy to be with Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. I'm going to tell you, Lee Perryman and Michael Brannon, appreciate what they do. Of course, all of our friends along the Gulf Coast on FM Talk 106.5, covering the entire Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, thanks to Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We had Dan Brennan on last week, who is now a new addition to the FM Talk 106.5 family. Dan, we go way back with Dan.
And, oh, yeah.
Dan's a pretty funny dude.
He is, and great to hear him on the air again, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job on the morning show. It's going to be fun to listen to that.
I couldn't agree with you more. All right, we always talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. But, Doug, I want to talk a little football. Of course, GulfSportsNet.com, you do a lot of that. You talk a lot of football in Alabama, Auburn. What's going on in the world of SEC football right now?
Well, of course, the teams, as we mentioned before, Randy, are out and practicing now. Alabama just had their first scrimmage of the fall as they move toward game one at the end of September. And Mac Jones, the quarterback, 21 of 36 and 3 touchdown passes in his first scrimmage. So he was fairly impressive. And Alabama looks to improve, watch him get better in 2020 at quarterback. And one of the young guys that missed the scrimmage, Bryce Young, Coach Saban says he's a five-star guy, Randy, a young guy that's playing quarterback now, and a lot of people are interested in him. He missed the scrimmage, but Coach Saban says he will be back on the field Monday. So Alabama looking good, I think, heading into their fall scrimmage and their first game. And Auburn, on the other hand, it looks like they've had a little bit of an outbreak of the virus up there. Right. They haven't practiced the last couple of days, and Coach Malzahn is supposed to give an update on that today at his press conference, and we'll see how that works out. But the Tigers looking forward to Kentucky in their first game in the SEC.
Should be interesting. This 2020 is an interesting year, no question about that. Hey, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in said person, Jason Young. Jason, how you doing, pal?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
Man, we are doing great. Fantastic. Talking a little golf, talking a little football, and now we're going to talk a little insurance. Of course, State Farm is. I have my insurance with you, and you've got some things going on. Tell us about it.
We do, Randy. First of all, I want to say I don't know if we have any listeners over in Louisiana area. My heart and thoughts go out to those folks that are struggling today with that storm coming through. I know we sometimes, if it doesn't affect our life, we kind of put it to the side. But there's people out there today hurting and struggling, and I just want to say. Yep. State Farm has boots on the ground over there today helping people, and so excited to be with a company that really put their people first. And we got some really good things going on with State Farm right now. Obviously, with the pandemic going on, rates are as low as they can be in auto. I've not seen these rates this low in a long time in our auto insurance rates. I've been with State Farm 10, going on 11 years. And I've been in the insurance business 15. And so we've got some good things going on. And the good news is everybody's rates are dropping with State Farm across Alabama. And we'd like the opportunity to get in front of people. And, call our office at 251-937-5565. We'd like to go over your policy, sit down, and really give you a good insurance review and see if we can't help you. During this time, a lot of people – want to save money, and that's just the reality that we're always in, and so we're here to help.
And I'll tell you what, that's wise advice right there. I think it doesn't matter how long you had been with an insurance company. Sometimes it's good just to kind of get a refresher, just take a look at it, make sure things change, our lives change, as we certainly see what's going on now, and maybe get that insurance guy just to take another look at what you're doing, and certainly would recommend Jason and his fine staff there at Jason Young State Farm Insurance in Bay Minette. And Jason, now they don't have to be right here. They can be outside of the area. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We ride all over the state, Randy. We're good at, what we try to pride ourselves in, and I'm glad you said that, because that's good. The next thing I was going to say is you don't have to be in Baldwin County. You can be anywhere in your listing area. We ride all over the state. And the good news is you don't even have to come to the office. We can do it all over the telephone. We have Zoom now, and we do Zoom meetings with our clients within our State Farm platform all the time. So you can sit at your coffee table having coffee. It's kind of like I'm being in your living room or at your coffee table with you, and we just go right over the policies right there in front of you. It's a pretty cool little concept now that technology's gotten to where it is. People are busy. People don't have time, and I understand it. I certainly do. With six kids, I don't have the time to go play a lot of time to do business. And so I like to do it over the telephone, and we're here to do that as well.
Well, good stuff, I'll tell you. Be sure and give Jason a call, 251-937-5565. Let him go over it, okay? And he'll tell you if it's right where you need to be, or if you might need to make a change or two. But he'll be straight up with you, and that's what's important to me is that tell me – I don't like for folks to try to sell me on something. Just tell me straight up. I'll make the decision. I can do that.
Did I understand that right, Randy? You could Zoom and do your insurance from the golf course now, right?
Absolutely.
You certainly can. It may take a little bit longer. With me, I'd be in the woods. I don't know if I got cell service in the woods.
I'm with you.
Well, Jason, I appreciate you taking time to call in and be with us, and we appreciate everything you do for this show for sure.
Absolutely, Randy. Hey, I just wanted to let you know my family and I are thinking about your family, and if there's anything we can do for the show, I appreciate what you guys do. It's nice to hear you guys bring a fresh, mentality to the airwaves, with all the negativity going on. It's nice to hear something positive. So I want to let y'all know I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Jason Young, give him a call at 251-937-5565. I'm telling you, he'll tell you straight up, okay? And maybe you need to make a change. Give him a call. Jason Young, State Farm Insurance. So good stuff right there. And let me just mention, I do want to continue ask that you continue to put prayers up for my son and my future daughter-in-law, of course, kind of going through a tough time right now. We did have a little bit of good news yesterday, so that's good. Prayer is working, and it always does. So I ask you to keep Taylor and Megan in your thoughts and prayers for sure, as well as the folks over in Louisiana. They're having a tough time. I mean, we've been through it right here on the Gulf Coast. We've been through it quite a few times, and it is it's a tough go, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Randy, we want to keep you in our prayers and your family, and we've talked a little bit about that in the last week or two. So you asked me something the other day. Remind me about that when we get off the air, and we'll talk about that again. But, yeah, the people – I was thinking about the people in Louisiana also when David was on, and Jason also. And we want to welcome them if they're in a tough situation in Louisiana and they need – you know, a place to come over here to the Eastern Shore.
Absolutely.
We want to welcome them and put them in the right place. That maybe they're not playing golf right now, but maybe they want to get away and play some golf and kind of forget about what's going on at home. So I know it's a tough situation, like Jason mentioned, right now over there.
It really is. It really is. Well, I tell you, this first hour has just gone by. Now, the guys are out on the golf course up in Illinois. We'll get you caught up on some of the scores. Paul Casey, our the Mitch McConnell look-alike right now. He is through two holes, two under for the day. That puts him at plus four. He's up 11 spots. He's a T15 for the tournament right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So birdies are tough out there.
Listen, I mean, whenever you come into the – after the third round, you've only got two guys that are under par.
Yeah.
That being Hideki Matsuyama and Dustin Johnson, just one under. Don't get in the rough. Do not get in that rough. That's pretty brutal.
It is. It's chopping it out most of the time.
It is. Wow. All right. Second hour is coming up. We got some great lineup for you. Brad Nazarini with Dry Glove is going to be on with us. Also, Michael Gish with the Total Golf Trainer. You won't want to miss that. He'll be up at the bottom of the hour. And I'm going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. 251-343-0106. That is the number you need to know as Southern Fairways. We roll on right after this.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Thank you very much. Thank you as we go into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, my posse, Danny Spivey. He's at Kiva Dunes today, playing a little golf in the rain. So I went to the bench. Yep, I went right to the bench, and I pulled out the old righty. Doug Holton, GulfSportsNet.com, Doug Holton. First hour was pretty good, right?
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it went by fast.
Yeah.
You were about to say something?
Great stuff. No, I was just going to say the old righty. You know, I've never been called that before.
The old righty.
I'm a little lefty, though, too, you know, part half and half. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Not in sports, but otherwise.
You can write left-handed?
I write left-handed.
Do
so
you
I'm
really?
Half genius.
Okay. If you say so. Hey, we are glad that you're on board with us right here on FM Talk 106.5 and also on Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3, part of Radio Alabama. Glad to have you on with us as well. This hour is going to go by fast, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. All right, the phone number 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. We got some special guests lined up for you. Brad Nazarini with Dry Glove. He's going to be up in the next segment. New product. You know, we go out and we play golf or we play racquetball or basketball, whatever the sport is, and our hands get a little sweaty. Well, he's got a product that can take care of that for you. At the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with a good friend of ours, Michael Gish, with the Total Golf Trainer. This is something, if you want to improve your golf game, this is the product you need. He's going to tell us about that at the bottom of the hour. Of course, we'll talk about the chase for the FedEx Cup. It is in full swing, and after today, they narrow it down to the top 30. Who are they, and who might go to Eastlake? Who might win at Eastlake? And who's not going to be there?
Going to be fun to watch this afternoon, Randy.
I agree with you.
When you get down to this point, it's a lot of fun. I mean, some people say, I can't get into golf, you know, during the middle of the season, but when you get to this point, it's really fun to watch and see who makes it to Atlanta.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you. And, of course, it always makes it just a little bit better whenever Tiger is there. And I don't think he's going to make it to Atlanta. I've got to be straight up with you.
Yeah.
I don't think he makes it to Atlanta. We'll tell you where he is. He is out on the golf course right now. And I think I saw just a few moments ago, I think he is through 13 holes. We'll get you caught up on that.
Yeah.
And the leaderboards in just a few moments. But, hey, guess we talked about this in the first hour. Rory McIlroy is expected to be a new daddy very soon, like in a matter of days. How would that affect him in Atlanta?
Yeah, the champion from last year, and if he does, if his wife does give birth between tournaments maybe, how will that affect Rory? Will he be in Atlanta next week for the championship?
What do you think he's going to do?
I think he's going to be there.
Yeah. As defending champion.
But,
plus, I think it's for, what, $15 million
this year? Yeah. So. Well, not like Rory needs the $15 million, but yeah. He won $15 million last year. So I guess he could double his money. But he's certainly playing well, starting to come on the defending champ, and stumbled a little bit down the stretch yesterday, a couple of shots. But he should make a run today, I would think. And Dustin Johnson, it's going to be fun to see what Justin Thomas out of Alabama does next week in Atlanta, too. What did you say? He was third right now?
Second, I believe. I'll double check. But
yeah. So he's been struggling. He's been up and down the last few weeks. So can he come on and challenge for that $15 million next week?
It ought to be a lot of fun. Of course, we'll talk about the schedule, the tour schedule. Typically, you think, okay, tour championship, that pretty much wraps up the season. Guys, we still got two more majors.
Yeah.
All right? And we'll throw those at you along with the rest of the schedule. We do know that the Ryder Cup that was scheduled for in just a couple of weeks has now moved to September the 24th of 2021. So this 2020 season has just been kind of a little goofy.
And we're gonna get the U.S. Open on one of the great traditional golf courses of all time at Wingfoot.
Who can forget Phil Mickelson? If he can win that right there, then he gets the career Grand Slam. All right, does he have a chance?
We were talking about that commercial
right
a minute ago off the air, but that was pretty funny. Where Phil comes on at the end and says, "Have I ever let you down at Wingfoot before?"
Oh, my goodness.
That was one of the memorable 18th holes of all time, wasn't it?
It was.
It's time for your leaderboard update. Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Ah, the sweet sounds of Boom. And Boom's Kitchen, by the way, is in full force. We'll show you pictures coming up in just a few moments. Hey, the Korn Ferry Tour wraps up today from Newburgh, Indiana, for the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, presented by United Leasing and Finance. Looking for his first tour victory, the former Georgia Bulldog from Augusta, Georgia. His name, Grayson Sigg. He's at 16 under and has a one-shot lead over American Dan McCarthy, who sits at 15 under. The LPGA playing the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, presented by P&G, sees the Swedish young lady, Anna Norquist. She's currently at 16 under and has a three-stroke lead over South Korean Se-Young Kim, who sits at 13 under.
Randy, on the European Tour, the ISPS Handa Championships over in England. And as we mentioned before, Rasmus Højgaard.
Say again, please.
You heard me. Rasmus Højgaard. I'm not sure what that second letter in his last name is. But anyway, he is the champion on the second playoff hole. They played 18 twice, and he defeats Justin Walters there to win the championship. Martin Kaymer, who a lot of us are more familiar with, missed the birdie putt on 18 to join the playoff. But there you go. The European Tour is done for this week.
Martin Kaymer, Masters champion. And former number one.
Yeah.
All right. Good to see him back in action. Hey, the old guys finished up earlier this week in Missouri for the Charles Schwab Series at Ozarks National. Beautiful place. In his first appearance on the PGA Tour Champions, old lefty Phil Mickelson, well, he shot a 10-under 61 and goes on to shoot 22-under for the tournament, winning by four strokes over the fairway-hitting Tim Petrovic, who shot 18-under for the tournament. Wow, I'll tell you, congrats to Phil, and he's going to tear up that tour. They're excited to have him, I can tell you. All right, the chase for the FedEx Cup continues today from Olympia Fields, Illinois. It is the BMW Championship. Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama lead by two, as they are the only golfers in red numbers. They sit at one under. The top 30 move to Atlanta for the Tour Championship at Eastlake. As we mentioned, Rory McIlroy is the defending champion. And we'll go over that list of who will make it, who won, who's on the bubble. It ought to be a lot of fun. That's coming up in just a few moments. But there you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. Speaking of the GCGA Tour, we'll be back in action just in, 2 weeks. We'll be at Shell Landing, September the 13th. That is in Goshen, Mississippi, one of my favorite places to play. Kenny Hughes, a good friend of ours, is the owner and CEO of Shell Landing, and that place is in fantastic shape. We are excited to get over there. Check it out, GCGATour.com, GCGATour.com. It's your tour. It is a ton of fun. You can go on and register right now. Do it. I'm telling you, you will have a blast. By the way, I do want to mention our latest edition, the brand new summer edition of our Lifestyle, Leisure, and Travel Golf Magazine, Southern Fairways. It is out. It is on the streets. And I'm telling you, the publisher, Joey Johnson, has done an awesome job with this. It's like a masterpiece. He continues to – we've made the new move. We've made the change into this magazine, and he is just – he's tearing it up, man. You got to check it out, all right? They are at most all golf courses around the Gulf Coast in central Alabama. If you can't find one, just go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com and check out the digital version. I'm telling you, it is a beautiful, beautiful piece that he did. Also, you can check out the tab that says deals. You get golf at up to 50% off, okay? All right. Hey, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with Brad Nazarini with Dry Glove. You won't want to miss this segment. Don't go anywhere. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show. I think I was a little chic right there, way, way back from like 1970?
80?
I was going to say like 1978.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that.
I like it.
Good stuff. Hey, welcome back into Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Welcome to all of our friends up in the Birmingham, Montgomery, Auburn area. We're glad to have you on board with us with the brand new Fox Sports Central Alabama 98.3. Glad to have you here with us and glad to have this guy on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Brad Nazarini is with us. He is the inventor of Dry Glove. Brad, how you doing, pal?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Man, I tell you, first off, thank you for getting up a little early. I know you're over in Arizona. Appreciate you getting up early to be on the show and talk a little bit about Dry Glove.
No. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
But let's talk. There might be some folks in the state of Alabama that recognize your name because you played golf at the University of Alabama in the mid-'80s. And there was a guy, Coach Conrad Raley. Oh, my goodness. Conrad Raley. Okay. I had the opportunity to meet him on several different occasions. As a matter of fact, when I was out at Alabama, I had to take a course, and I took a chipping course from Conrad Railing. It hasn't paid off yet, has it, Doug?
I didn't want to mention that.
He was a good there man you go. And, he loved all Alabama, everything. Football, and the golf team and everything. It was a great experience. It really was.
Well, now, whenever you played at Alabama, you had some pretty special teammates yourself, like one Steve Lowry from Birmingham.
Yeah, it was Steve Lowry and Lee Rinker, and we had Griff Rudolph, who was Mason Rudolph, but his father played the tour for many years.
Sure.
And then Craig Rudolph, who tragically died in a helicopter accident. But
Yeah, we had, you know, there's left good players, you know. It was eye-opening, you know, when I went down there. But it was good. It was really good. It was a great time. And I'm still a huge Tide fan, so.
Well, I'll tell you, as most Alabama folks would say, that's pretty easy right there. It's for you might be a little difficult, Doug, but to be an Alabama fan.
Well, I was just going to mention, where did y'all
Doug's from the Plains.
Where did y'all play back then? The North River or the University Golf Course, or how did that work?
Well, we called it U-Track. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I played there many times.
It's called U-Track.
Yeah.
If you hit it on
I used to live right down the street. Yeah. Yeah.
But we had a golf course. So it was fine. Yeah. We did get a chance to play North River, Yacht Club. Yeah. And that was a treat. That was a really, really nice place.
We're visiting with Brad Nazarini right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show, talking a little bit about Dry Glove. And this is a product that. You send us a sample, and we tried it out the other day, just briefly, because we didn't get to play that long before the rain hit us. But I want you to talk a little bit about Dry Glove, how you came up with it, the inception of it, and just give us the whole bit on it.
Well, I grew up in northern Illinois, and it's very humid up there. People don't realize it. I know it's humid in Alabama and south. And growing up, I knew that antiperspirant, if you spray it on your hand, you wouldn't sweat. So never thought anything about it. A couple of years ago, I was here in Arizona, a buddy of mine, he plays racquetball. He's one of these guys that sweats a lot. And finally, after all his complaining, I said, just go out and get some right guard. Spray some. And he literally came in smiling. He goes, this works. And I said, well, it dawned on me that there's a need for this. So I eventually found a laboratory here in the United States that made a lotion, antiperspirant lotion, and it's gonna stop you from sweating. It's gonna be more comfortable playing golf. You're not gonna go through all these gloves that you normally do, and that's really how it just came up, kind of out of the blue. But it's working for people, and I think it's great.
Hey, listen, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing, whether it's golf, racquetball, tennis, even for bowling, hockey, weightlifting, bike. I mean, there's so many uses for the Dry Glove. You need to have a tube of it with you for sure. Doug, I know you had a question there for Brad.
Yeah, I was just reading the little sheet here on your product, Brad, and I know Randy and I, sometimes we play with a glove like we did when it was raining off and on the other day. Sometimes we play without a glove. Do you find one way works better than the other?
You know,
putting your product on there.
Pardon me.
Just putting your product on a glove or on your actual hand. Is there one way that would work better?
No.
Or both ways.
You rub it on your hand just like you would a normal lotion.
Yeah.
And your hand will not sweat. So even if you don't wear a glove, it'll still work. You're not going to sweat. You don't have to bring your towel up to the green or the tee.
Right.
And I've got
which is always an issue.
Pickleball, they use it. Racquetball's big because everybody's sweating in the racquetball court. Guys playing tennis now are using it. It just I got feedback from somebody that did yard work using it. So it does work. It's an antiperspirant lotion and. A lab formulated it that way. So
the way Randy and I looked after our round the other day, I was just wondering, could we slather it over our whole bodies?
It was hot the other day. I'm going to tell you, it was hot for sure. Hey, we're visiting with Brad Nazarini, the founder of Dry Glove. You can go online to dryglovesa.com and check it out for sure. And I think one of the things that I like about it, Brad, is the fact that it's not sticky. It's not that chalky. It doesn't have an odor to it. You know, a lot of times you either get the spray or you get the rosin bag and you got powder all over. But that's not so with this with the Dry Glove lotion.
No, this won't. And what you're talking about, I understand. It eventually kind of gets gummy and built up, you know, like the rosin would. This just feels, all the feedback I get, they say, I know I've got something on my hands, but I can't feel it. And that's the feedback I like to hear. You know, if it's working and, you know, people don't have to go on Amazon and buy a three-pack of cheap gloves, they can go buy now, a good glove that they'd like to have, and it'll last them for a month. That's my opinion. That's helping people out, and that's what we want to do.
Well, there's no question. It's a very neat product. Now, folks, I'm already getting texts right now. Folks are asking, okay, I hear you. I want it. Where can I go get it? What do they need to do to get a tube of dry glove?
Drygloveusa.com.
Go on there, and you can order straight from the website, correct?
Exactly, yes. And you can either pay with PayPal or any credit card you have, any option you want.
Well, I got to tell you, it is certainly a neat product. We encourage folks, go check it out. And again, if you're not a golfer, maybe play pickleball, or you're a bowler. It doesn't matter. This is something, if your hand is going to sweat, this can certainly cure that issue for sure. And I would recommend all you golfers, especially along the Gulf Coast or in the Southeast, it is hot. You are going to sweat. And the worst thing, and Doug, we talked about it the other day, the worst thing you have is when your hands get, you just can't ever dry your hand off.
Yeah.
And you go to grip the golf club, and it just, you wind up swinging one-handed.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate about playing golf in the summer the most, like we were talking about just a second ago, is you got to take your towel with you everywhere you go. But if you can eliminate that, if you can eliminate that part, it makes the game a lot more fun.
And then every card you see out there's got four gloves on each side hanging off.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. There is no question. We're visiting with Brad Nazarini, the founder of Dry Glove, and I got to tell you, this is a really neat product. Again, go online, dryglovesa.com, dryglovesa.com. Now, Brad, I know you're in Arizona, and there again is a wonderful place to go play golf. I played in Phoenix many, many, many times, and some beautiful golf courses over there. And that's a different heat than you have over here. That's that sauna heat in Arizona.
July or August.
You know, you and I were talking about it. That's typically when we set up our times was to go out because you got the best rates. You know, it's so hot. It's 110 degrees over there.
You're right. You know, the hotel rates are cheaper. The golf rates are cheaper. But, you know, you just got to know what you're getting yourself into. And it's okay. Everybody, you know, we survive. You just go play. It's going to be hot. And then, but, yeah, you come out in, you know, January, February. It gets a little pricey out here. It really does.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great place, and this is a really, really neat a neat product. Certainly, something that sports is needed, and glad that you came up with it. We encourage folks, check it out. It is Dry Glove. Go to drygloveusa.com. Brad, man, hey, thanks for taking time to be with us. Great job, and we want to help you. We want to help you with this product right here. So, folks, I encourage you, get your tube of Dry Glove, and all you got to do is go to drygloveusa.com. Brad, thanks for being with us, pal. Look forward to talking with you real soon. And I know I got to hear a big Roll Tide out of you, right?
Well, I don't want to insult any Auburn fans out there, but I got to do it.
I'll let you slide.
A big thank you, and I appreciate you guys having me on your show and all the nice words. It was great. And, Randy. Roll
Thank
tight.
You very much. I appreciate it. There it is. See, there it is. We have it on. It's recorded now, Doug. So
we play that back.
We will play that back. We certainly will. Brad, man, thanks, pal. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. Brad Nazarini, founder of Dry Glove. Seriously, go online, drygloveusa.com. Get you a tube. Get it sent straight to your house. You can do that.
Yeah. He was saying you don't know what you're getting into in Arizona. What about Alabama now?
Yes, we could use
it here, too.
My goodness. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with Michael Gish. He is the inventor of the Total Golf Trainer 3.0. Don't miss it. That's coming up right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen. Sitting in for my podsy Danny Spivey is Doug Holton with GolfSportsNet.com. And, Doug, again, this hour, we said it at the very beginning, fastest 2 hours in radio, and, boy, it is flying by. This second hour is going by quick.
Exciting time in golf, and really one of the most informative shows that I've heard, Randy, on your show. Great programming today and great information for all the golfers out there who are getting ready to take the course.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, look, one of the things we talk about is we all, if you're a golfer, you are always trying to improve your golf game, your golf swing, trying to lower those scores. Are you not, Doug? Are you not?
I'm trying, yes.
And you need to. One of the ways you can do it is with the Total Golf Trainer, the guy that invented it, and a guy that's been on with us before, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, a good friend, Michael Gish, is on with us. Michael, how you doing, pal?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on, and look forward to giving some more great information to help people improve their game out there.
Well, I'll tell you, this is we had to have you on because if you've not seen the Total Golf Trainer, it is there's three pieces to it, and we talked a little bit about the hip the last time you were on, but I want to talk about the other two pieces of this very very informative and very something that you get quick feedback on, this Total Golf Trainer 3.0. Let's talk a little bit about the TGT arm, and tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a great device that allows you to work on both your lead as well as your trail, wrist, and arm positions throughout your golf swing. So a lot of times, being a teacher myself, I've always kind of, when people are flipping their wrist, you always want to think it's that lead wrist that's kind of causing that flip, because that's the one we kind of look at and see the most. But in a lot of situations with players, having something that goes onto their trail wrist gives them better feedback and gives them a little bit more to understand how that impact position should be. So the product, the arm product's great because it's flexible as well, and it adjusts based on your grip strength.
And if you're watching us right now on YouTube or on Facebook, you can see exactly what he's talking about. And this is something that you can bend it the way that you need to in order to get the performance that you're looking for, and to get the feedback that you're looking for. I'll tell you, it's really kind of neat. Doug, I know that you've been playing with it just a little bit and have found it quite interesting.
Yes, I have. And I'm trying to – we've got four different balls here, I guess. So I was trying to figure out which one are we talking about here, the shorter one?
Yeah. You're going with the shorter one right there, which we're setting it up right now, Michael. Now, you've got – let's talk a little bit about folks that are looking at this, and we've got a picture of it. You have the apparatus to have red golf balls on them, and then you have the yellow golf balls. Explain those to us.
So our yellow golf balls are in there as our practice golf balls. So we give those to people, especially now with the state of our world here and a lot of people having to spend a little bit more time in their house or in their backyard trying to get in that practice. We included these two practice balls so that you can go out back or even in your own house, make some swings and feel a contact of a ball down there at the bottom. So we're not just in there, just making those practice swings, because as we all know, our practice swing is one guy, and then our guy over top of an actual ball hitting is someone totally different. My practice swing, I think, is on the PGA Tour. Most of the guys have my practice swing. But when it comes to putting that ball in front of me, my swing is not like that.
Right.
And then the red ball, of course, the red ball is there for the feedback, for the tactile feedback, as well as the visual feedback. The red ball is easy to see. And then in the setting of the lead wrist setting, what's great about it is it starts touching your lead wrist. So you, of course, adjust the training rod based on the strength of your grip so that the ball is lightly touching your lead wrist. Then when you take the club away, you, the player, have to now try to create that space between that red ball and the top of your lead wrist. So it forces the player to do the work versus some products out there that kind of force you or put you in the position without you really doing anything to make it happen. And then on the trail side, what's great is you can work on the same type of things, a good wrist position, good club face control, but on the trail side, you're going to bend it to start with space, and then when you take it away, you're going to make contact to it. So now we're able to touch kind of both sides of the brain with golfers. We're able to give them a non-touch setting or on the lead side, they create the space and then want to maintain the space and not feel a contact to the ball on the way through. Or you can go on the trail side, create that contact on the trail, back of the trail wrist, and maintain that contact all the way down into impact and post-impact. So we give the player options. You know, not everybody learns the same. Not everybody swings the same, of course. So our products allow the player to adjust and to try different things and find ones that work best for them.
We're visiting with Michael Gish on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Michael, the inventor of the Total Golf Trainer 3.0. And now this is a kit, and I'll tell you, it really is one that it kind of fits all right? It's custom to your swing. It fits juniors. It fits adults. I mean, anyone can use this, and you can go to TotalGolfTrainer.com to check this out for sure. And I'm telling you, if you want to improve your game and all facets of your game, okay, this is the product that you need. It's Total Golf Trainer 3.0. The kit, it comes with everything you need. As a matter of fact, it came with a pair of sunglasses. And I want to thank you for that because the timing couldn't have been better. I had just lost mine. So I got sunglasses with it as well. But Michael, okay, somebody wants this, all right? Where do they need to go? What do they need to do to get one of these TGT kits?
Well, you can go right to our website, like you said, www.totalgolftrainer.com. Now, as an instructor myself, I do also want to let the people who are taking lessons out there, because sometimes people feel like, oh, I'm taking golf lessons. I don't need a training aid. But in actuality, what our training aids do is they help you reinforce what you learn in your lessons. So all you lesson takers out there that, you know, are spending the money to go take lessons once a week or twice a week with your pro, make sure you get the most out of those lessons by bringing those products in. We have so many teaching pros around the country that know how to use these products, and I'm sure even your pro at your home course can help you set it up so that when you're away from that pro, you're maximizing your practice time. And that's something I think people kind of go, oh, well, I'm a lesson taker. I don't need training aids. Or, oh, I'm a training aid guy. I don't take lessons. Well, I actually promote that you do both. I promote you go see a good qualified golf instructor, take a couple lessons, understand what you need to get better at, and then have that product to help you reinforce it when you go in the backyard and make swings, when you go to the practice range and you start practicing. Make sure that you're doing it right, and that's what our products help everybody do.
We're visiting with Michael Gish right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Michael, one of the, and I know Doug's got a question for you, but I want to talk a little bit about your history, the experience that you have as a trainer, and the amount, and I'll tell you, the folks that you've worked with and under, it's a pretty impressive resume that you have, and the folks that you're working with right now. I'll tell you, this, you're not just a guy that just said, hey, let me invent something. You put a lot of work into this and spent a lot of time with a lot of folks to develop a golf training system like this.
Absolutely. It has been over 20 years now I've been teaching golf. Of course, I started working with Jim McClain and his golf academies, and I think what was great about that is I worked with a lot of juniors and a lot of kids, and I think as a new golf coach, anyone looking to get into it, work with kids. It better be fun. You better enjoy it, because if you want to go up from there and you can't work with kids, it's not going to be any fun. And that's what kind of led me into the whole training aid idea, is I wanted to really invent something that would help out kids or juniors. And that takes us kind of leads into our last product, that TGT V2, the one that attaches to the golf club. That was my original invention and how it all started. And I wanted to invent something that fit a U.S. kids club, the smallest club out there for kids, as well as a jumbo grip. So that's what really brought it about. And, of course, I've worked with a lot of top instructors that have all either come through the Jim McClain system, or I've even traveled around and been around Bob Toski and some of the greats in the game of teaching, and was able to formulate my own teaching system, I like to call it, of what I feel like people need to work on the most. But I don't push that when it comes to my products. I like people to work on what they are working on with their coach. If they have any questions, of course, I'm always here for our customers. That's one nice thing about our company, is I'm always here to help someone. So I've had multiple swing videos come in this week alone where I'm able to go out back. I'm able to respond with a video to show them the best settings to help something specific in their swing.
It's good stuff, no doubt, Doug.
It is, Mike, and I was just going to ask to kind of simplify it. You've got the apparatus for the lead wrist. You've got the apparatus for the trailing wrist. What you're trying to do here, I think, is get people to keep that angle coming into the golf ball and create the right swing path so that maybe they get the ball started out to the right on the right path. Is that the way I'm reading this?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what a lot of the majority of people out there are trying to do. You know, due to one of the biggest issues, I would say, in amateur golf, which is, you know, opening of the club face or cupping of the wrist. This is something a lot of people fight. And then when that starts to happen, of course, that trickles down and affects a lot of other things that you're going to do in your swing. So I'm someone who is definitely a teacher that would say fix club face first. You know, make sure you got the golf ball curving in one direction mainly, and then we can work on path and other things start to change. But what also mm-hmm. is great about the product is, you know, someone who maybe is a flat or a bowed wrist guy and is looking to get a mm-hmm. little bit more cup, and this goes, you know, kind of more to the better players, even if you're looking to do some bunker-type stuff or flop shot-type stuff, you can bend that on your lead wrist to actually maintain that cup or maintain the bounce coming through in a bunker shot or a flop-type shot if you're working on short game as well. But like, you're absolutely right. The majority of it is to try to get people to feel a better wrist position / club face position throughout their golf swing, either in the takeaway, top of the backswing, in the delivery transition coming down, especially at impact.
Create lag and square club face for a powerful impact. You've got to try the Total Golf Trainer 3.0 kit. I'm telling you, this is what you need. Michael, listen, time has gone by too fast for us. Got to have you back on. It's always informative, and we encourage folks to go to your website, totalgolftrainer.com. Check it out. This is what's going to help you improve your golf game. Thanks for taking time on a Sunday, and look forward to having you back real soon, Michael.
Gentlemen, thank you. Enjoy the last round of the tournament today. It should be a good one.
Oh, there is no question. No question. Michael Gish, the inventor of the Total Golf Trainer. It is a very neat product. I encourage you to go to the website, totalgolftrainer.com. Check it out. Get yours on order right now. And, Doug, we're going to let you use that one right there. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to let you use that one.
I might use it today.
Please do. I think you need it.
I was thinking about the cupping of the wrist, you know, talking about Dustin Johnson. You know, people want to – it's a hard thing to emulate, but if you want to try it, this might be a good product to do
Absolutely.
To use for that.
Hey, I know we got Bama Tim on. Bama Tim, we're about to go into a break here real quick. If you want to hold through the break, we will we'll bring you up here in just a few moments on the other side. Plus, on the other side, we're going to have Boom's Kitchen. She has cooked for you, Doug. You saw it. We took pictures.
Beautiful.
It's going to be up, coming up in just a few moments here. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away some free golf coming up in just a second on the other side. Go ahead and get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 is how you can win some free golf coming up in just a few moments. Again, we want to say hello to all of our friends on a wonderful new station. Fox Sports, Central Alabama, 98.3, and, of course, right here on FM Talk 106.5. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll put the wraps on this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Well, you know when you hear that music, what it means. That's right, the one and only. Bama Tim is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. I'm Randy Bergen along with my good buddy Doug Holton, who is sitting in for my podsy Danny Spivey. And let's go straight to that line right now and talk with Bama Tim. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, Randy. How you doing? Doug, good to
I'm
hear
doing
you
good.
Again.
How's everything going with you?
Oh, everything's going great. Trying to stay out of the rain. You know, it's been one of them couple of weeks where it doesn't do anything but rain. So what are you going to do? Sit and watch the grass grow so you can get ready to go out and cut it when it doesn't rain. But anyway, hey, great golf for dummies. You know, Doug, David's doing such a great job at answering these questions. I'm having to dig deep every week to try to find something new for you guys. But all right, the question for this week is about putters. Are there different putters, and are there different ones for right-handed people and left-handed people? Of course, me being a lefty like Phil, I'm just curious about that.
That is, you know, that is,
guys,
a great question.
It's 27 days away till the kickoff of Alabama football. And I got to thinking, you know, 11-14, Alabama versus US LSU in Death Valley is going to be on us before we know it. So are we going to do our little remote between Tiger Mike and myself? Are we going to do that at Casa de Bergen? Or are we going to do that at Boudreaux's?
You know what? That is, hey, Bama Tim, boy, you're bringing it today, I'm telling you. You know what? I think we're going to set that up with Matt, and we are going to hopefully go over to Boudreaux's. We'll set it up over there, and we'll invite everybody to come out, Alabama, LSU, and wear your party suits. And, you know, we'll have a good time over there. And you and Tiger Mike can be guests on the show. How about that?
Yeah, but, you know, it kind of got me wondering, do you want to do this the week before so we can trash talk, or do you want to do it the week after or the day after
No, I think we do it the week before. I think that's what we're going to do. All right.
Okay, well, tell Matt, make sure he's got his insurance paid up, you know, in case something was to break out over there.
You know, in case we throw Tiger Mike over the railing
last night, guys. Austin Peay and Central Arkansas, which Central beat Austin Peay 24-17 in the Crampton Bowl in Montgomery, Alabama last night.
Great opening to the game, right? A touchdown?
I didn't get to see it. I just pulled up the scores because I had heard about it, and I said, hey, college football 2020 is back.
I think I read the first play of the game went for a touchdown.
Well, it's good to know that somebody's playing football other than high schoolers. But anyway, Randy, it's good to hear that you got some good news from concerning Macon.
Yeah, buddy.
As always, you guys.
Thank you.
Your prayers.
Thank you.
You're in our prayers and our thoughts, and hope everything works out for the best. And I'll leave y'all with this: roll, Tide, roll.
Tim, you bring it every week, brother, and you stepped up today. I can tell you, Bama Tim, he's getting ready for some football. He is ready for some football.
Now, so, I think everybody's ready.
We all
been a long way.
It has, and so we're going to get that question answered for you on Golf for Dummies next week. David has got it. He understands what the question is, and he'll bring it. He did a good job today. If you missed our Golf for Dummies today, David really did a great job. You can always go back and podcast the show on FM Talk 106.5. You can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, check it out, or you can go to the Facebook and replay the video. I don't know that you want to do that with these mugs.
Are putters different for left-handed people than right-handed people? That's an interesting question, Randy.
It is. One that, and you said you're half and half, right?
That's right. So maybe
might want to start thinking about left-handed.
I should put left-handed. Maybe I should try that.
You might want to do
that. With one of these gizmos on my arm.
Oh, my goodness.
What
hey, you
think?
Know, well, you try it out. Try it out. Hey, let's take a real quick look. The BMW Championship, they'll wrap it up today. Of course, the top 30 will move to East Lake right now. Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama. Those guys are in the red. They're at one under. Mackenzie Hughes, the young man from Canada, along with Juan Keen Neiman and Adam Scott, they sit two strokes back at one over. And Roy McIlroy, he along with quite a few folks, including John Rahm, those guys at plus two. Bubba Watson at plus two. Bubba will tee off about 15 minutes after we finish up the show here. A couple of guys making some big moves. Joel Niemann right now six under for the day. He's through 14 holes. He's at plus three. How about Corey Connors and on? Those guys two under. Scotty Scheffler, he's through 14 holes. He's five under on the day. So there's some low numbers out there. What's going to happen? Can Dustin Johnson get another win, go back-to-back? Of course, he won last week, the Northern Trust. He's number one in the world. I don't know why he couldn't, and I'm going to tell you, I do like Hideki Matsuyama. Hideki with five wins professional wins. It's been about two or three years since he's had a win, so maybe he's getting a little – maybe he's getting a little antsy. He wants that. He wants that win. Is it too much pressure on him? I don't know. He's got a good swing. I know that.
Obviously got that pause at the top of the backswing, like we were talking earlier. But what Rory is plus two, three.
Rory's plus two.
Plus two. Right. So he's got a couple shots to make up. That makes me think. Rory's probably watching this, thinking there's some numbers out there on the front nine, so I need to, you know, get in with a 32 or something on the front and see what happens on the back. Maybe go back to back at Atlanta next week.
Yeah, a guy locally we've had on the show many times, former University of Alabama standout Robbie Shelton from Wilmer, Alabama. It was a little tough for him. He went 75, 72, 71. Right now, he is plus six through 12 holes today. He's at plus 14 on the tournament, so he's kind of having a tough go at it. He will not be advancing to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods right now, Tiger Woods through 17 holes at plus one. That puts him at plus 11 on the tournament. He will not be advancing as well. Another former Alabama golfer, Michael Thompson, 72, 73, 72. He's plus four through nine holes today. That puts him also at plus 11 on the tournament, so he won't be advancing.
So, Randy, that makes me think that those two guys aren't going to be in Atlanta, Robbie Shelton and Tiger Woods. Maybe you should set up the match play between those two for the kickoff of your tournament next week at Shell Landing.
How cool would that be? Hey, Tiger, come on over. We got you. Yeah, we got you set up, buddy. I know you want to play a little competitive golf.
You can fly them in, right?
I don't think that'd be a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can fly them right on in.
The Southern Fairways Airlines?
Exactly. It's kind of close to Sprint, okay? Yeah, there you go. All right. Hey, real quick, we've got just another minute or so here. Here's what I do have to do. I have got to say happy birthday to one of our good friends, Adam Weldon, his wife having her birthday today, wanted me to mention that. So congratulations or happy birthday to Tammy Weldon. She's probably having a great celebratory day because Adam's out of town. So,
well, I won't comment on that, but anyway, she's probably having a nice cake anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, real quick, let's talk a little bit about GovSportsNet.com. What you got coming up? Of course, football's cranking up here in high school, college. You got it all covered right there on your web.
Yeah, we got some interesting stories up, and it's only going to get better when we get closer and closer to football season. Randy, Alabama, as we mentioned before, scrimmaging last couple of days, and Mac Brown having a good session at quarterback, and Auburn struggling a little bit now with the virus, I think a little outbreak up there. They haven't practiced the last couple of days, so a couple of big stories there. And when you were talking about Alabama and LSU, I started thinking about LSU and how are they going to be this year with a new quarterback situation and a new offensive coordinator situation. It's going to be interesting to watch the Tigers go through that at the beginning of the season.
I agree with you. I'm ready for it. I think there are a lot of folks that are. Hey, we told you Boom's Kitchen is cranked up, and it is going right now. If you are online watching us on Southern Fairways Facebook or GCGA Facebook or YouTube at Randy Bergen Live, you're seeing the pictures right now of what she's made today. And you ask, well, what is that? Let me tell you what this is. All right. It is from Boom's Kitchen Pad Thai. All right. We all love that. And this has there's a Pad Thai, traditional Thai noodles stir-fried with pork, bean sprout, green onions, peanuts, egg. It's right there. And, Doug, we are moments away from being able to go in there and taste some of that.
And eat. Is that what you're going to say?
I am starving.
I tell you what, those little, I don't know what you call them, the little sprouts there. Yeah. I mean, doesn't that look beautiful?
It really does.
Wow.
It does. It does.
Gourmet.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I'll tell you, it has been a fun show today. We've missed Danny, but you did a great job filling in.
We have.
And listen, you've got a show coming up, starting up pretty soon on FM Talk.
Yes, we'll do Tiger Talk Overtime starting September the 17th. Talk a little Auburn football for those who are interested. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Hey, want to say thanks to all the guys pushing the buttons back in there. Leanna, Ian, and Philip Bush, thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We'll be back same place, same time next week. You be sure and join us. I'm Randy Bergen for Doug Holton and for the whole staff. God bless America. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.